Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
Today we're unfriendly because for some reason white people never imagine black people in the future. I'm Nandi K.
And I'm Vance Go. What a astute observation. These motherfuckers, I feel like if they had it their way, it would just be like, you know, Lord of the Rings, the first, the OG Tolkien.
Well, yes.
How boring. Like, that's why the food don't ever be good in these things. Like,
and then hold on, but they always then give you the excuse that, like,
historically,
well, historically, bitch, this ain't history,
right?
This ain't history, bitch.
Right? Where are the dwarves? Where are the elves? Where are the hobbits?
Okay, so you telling me, you talking about history, but there's hella dragons in this bitch. Dragons aren't fucking real, you bitch.
Listen, you ever see that meme where it's like they could get like the dragon's booty hole like accurate, but when they got to design hair for black people in the games,
it'd just be like jigaboo hair.
Right, it'd be them two hairstyles. It'd be that, well, you know, the one, God. The Killmonger.
Yes, oh God, that Killmonger hairstyle. Yo, when they, Black Panther, you know, like, I hate that white people had access to that, because think about all the shows where that Killmonger hair, somebody was wearing it poorly.
Every show after that, and then I'm like,
Queen Sugar, one of the kids on Queen Sugar had his hair like that when he went through his Black Lives Matter.
Who, Micah? It was Micah,
face.
Right?
Yeah, remember, because he had got roughed up by that cop that one time.
Yeah, he turned woke.
Yeah, exactly. And he had that hair when he turned woke. He was like, I want to go to an HBCU, mom.
Nope. I didn't get that deep in Queen Sugar, but I loved that show.
It was great. Yeah. I don't know if we finished it, but we did really enjoy it.
It was peak drama. Like, it was very dramatic. I love
dramas. There's not enough black dramas. That's why. Cause did you watch like Greenleaf as well?
I did.
It's a church drama.
I started Greenleaf.
Shit.
Your mama's in it.
Yes, that's why I watched it.
She's scary.
Yeah, she was playing who she's meant to be. That was damn near my life. Now, my mom wasn't a preacher's wife, but she was a minister of music. So she was basically like the daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. Yeah. I really did like that show. I remember the Oprah storyline I really liked, where, like,
oh yeah,
she was abused by that guy that wasn't the same. She abused the daughter too.
Yes.
So they had like a little connection, but everybody ousted her for just being real about it. I said,
And Keith David was the dad and the pastor.
Love
a
Keith
cheater
David
with
down.
Extra children.
Listen, love him down.
We love old Silverthoat.
Look,
that's his name. You know, that's his name on Threads. Silverthroat.
Why?
On Threads, that's his name. But you know why? Because he has that silky
voice. Yeah, the silky throat. Okay. Yeah, got it.
And you know, he old, so.
Yeah, he not using it in no dirty way.
What
y'all think so funny?
Child, well, what are we talking about today, Vance?
All right. So today we're talking about, I feel like this is a continuation of our conversation about imagination, but the title is just Bonnets and Do-Rags in Space. So, I mean, I think you got it. I think you got it. But just like I'm saying that, what do you think when I say that? Just what do you think of?
Well, I just think of niggas in space. Niggas in space. How is it different than, you know, crackers in space?
Right. And I will say, I mean, like, we already talked about Black Panther, but, like, I think what got me thinking about this, I've been thinking about this for 1,000 years, but the biggest thing that got me thinking about this was actually Star Trek Discovery, which is the second to last most current Star Trek main character was Sonequa Green-Martin.
Yes, I remember when you first told me about the fact that she had braids. I said, whoa!
That was it. Because she, early season, she had like her curls, which is great, right? Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was dope. Then I think season two or three, she had her box braids. And they were just, and she was a captain. And yes. I think for me, whatever, I mean, I know this feels basic, but I just really was like, I don't think I've seen this. And I felt really happy and like, because if she got braids, that means somebody had to braid her hair. And we joked about this in our group chat.
Then what else?
Right. So like, I'm like, I could only imagine this captain being like, I will not be here for the next 3 days. and then she leaves and she comes back with new hair. And then the alien nigga is like, did you do something to your hair? And it's like, you dumb bitch.
oh my God. Because also, you know, as a casual Star Trek watcher, I used to watch Star Trek with my dad a lot growing up. Because it came on like before Jeopardy.
Yep.
Because, you know, we didn't have cable. Well, my dad actually did have cable. Anyways. All the other Black women who have ever been on Star Trek had, like, natural hair.
Oh, okay.
That was, like, coiffed. Okay. So, like, styled up. Even when you go back to the first Lieutenant Uhura.
Yeah. Nichelle Nichols?
Nichelle Nichols, yeah. Yeah. When you see her hair, she has, like, a coif. Like, it's straightened and short and pinned together. And then Whoopi on
she had a head wrap most of the time.
Yeah.
So, what was her name? I forgot her.
I can't remember her name. Aaron. Anyway. Oh, was it Gwynnan?
I think that's right.
Anyway, she wore like her head cover. Her hair was like kind of showing from the bottom, but when you told me that, I was like, oh my God, somebody with braids, because of what it implies about the world. That means that there's somewhere for her to go get her braids. An intergalactic braid shop like?
Right. Bring your own hair, sis. Like, there's a teleporter. Like, if you're late...
Oh my God.
They might really be mad at you. Like, bitch, you got teleportation. What you...
Okay, but like, do you think they have multiple people working on a head, or do you think they have alien beings with multiple hands working on a head?
I think a six-handed person. I think a six-armed alien would be obviously ideal. I think there might be a machine that helps, right?
Oh, like, a machine.
Remember, we talked about this in the group chat, and Erica said, no, it takes just the same amount of time. And I said, that's hilarious, because I could imagine it would. It's still going to take 3 days.
I want to think that it takes less time.
What, like a half a day?
I mean, that's still how long it takes now. So, like, I think that the time for braiding has been cut by 2/3, so it only takes 1/3 of the time that it takes now. So if you're getting a style that used to take 3 days, now it takes one. If it took 12 hours, now it takes 4 hours.
I'm into that, and that makes sense. But we're 2,000 years or however long.
Why are we still using these same arcane? But I'm not letting a machine braid my hair, because here's the thing about being Black as well, like, I need hands. Like, I'm not letting a machine do it. Like, it's sacred. I don't care if it's like alien hands, but it's gotta be hands.
I think
how do you get the parts precise? Like,
right. I think the six armed, and then like they gotta be like a good. They gotta be like a math alien. Like, you know, alien. Like the Vulcans might be good at breaking because they know math.
Yeah.
So they get the sacred geometry.
Just see how many God, casting spells in your head. Yeah, and then they know exactly how many braids or how many locks you're gonna need. Yes. So they can tell you the exact amount of time it's gonna take.
Yep. The spatial awareness, like, yep, that's gonna be But that is we show in on a tangent, but that is exactly why I brought this up. Because like if we're in space with our hair. We're wearing a do-rag in space. I mean, you're preserving them waves. That means there's a culture. The new Uhura is dark skin and she got waves. She got short hair and she got waves.
Is it the chick from 20s?
Ooh, I don't know if I know 20s. Let me see.
I need to see which Star Trek is this current one?
It's Strange New Worlds. And she's Uhura. She's dark skin.
Okay, word. You know, I just have to see if this is the person I'm thinking of.
Her name is Celia Rose Gooding, I believe.
Oh, I'm in love with Celia Rose. I forgot. She, okay. I saw her. Okay, so, because we are going to talk a little bit about House of the Dragon, but... Alan from House of the Dragon, Abubakar Salim. Yeah, the thick one. Okay. Abubakar Salim, his real name. I told you I saw him playing this Dungeons and Dragons game on a show, live stream show that I watched. Mm-hmm. Celia Rose Gooding was also on another iteration of that same show. She was so good. She made me cry. She was such a great actress because they're all like actors. So the drama gets like really high and really intense. And she's fine. I just remember going to look her up like, who is this? And then I saw she was too young for me.
Yeah, she a baby.
I was sad, but yeah, she's much too young for me. Like way too young for me. But I was like, hello, gorgeous.
Yeah, I saw I watched a couple episodes of the new one, but like I saw the waves and they were talking about it when it first came out.
She got a round line. Let me tell you something. That just ill. What one thing about me, and people might disagree with me, as somebody who's been getting my hair cut for over 15 years, who's not a man, so like not my whole life, but most of my adult life, y'all have to get lineups, bro. Like, your hairline looks insane. Like these round hairlines, this man gave me a round hairline for my first barbershop haircut. He fucked me up. I had to grow that shit out and then go to a different barber to be revived.
And why would I want a round hairline? Unless I ask you for one, why wouldn't you just line it up? It's a line. It's called a lineup for a reason, not a round.
Like, why? And barbers be like, ew, it's feminine. It looks stupid. Her hair does not look... This lineup really... Yikes. Because it's like you have waves, so it's not even contained. They can just roll out, go anywhere.
Free range waves.
Free range waves. Nobody wants that. Y'all better fence them waves in.
They need to. I feel like you could use a little taser, or not the taser. You know what I talk about. You could use the stun laser, whatever, to line your head up. Listen, like,
I was going to ask, what did the men get hair like? Do they get lineups? Like,
on what, Star Trek? They just
get lineups in space?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
Who's doing it? What does it look like?
I think...
With a laser. Low key,
I think a laser could do it all.
Damn.
Even the fade.
Fuck. You gonna hold your ear down, though, bitch? I'm scared as fuck.
You know when it hit the back of your neck? You know when it hit the back of your neck? You hot? I do not like that because that shit, even when I was a little kid, it feels inappropriate. I get goosebumps when the heat hit the back of my neck.
You're ticklish.
He'd be like, did you moan? I was like, nah.
As the oldest daughter, you know, my neck is fortified against. But that's also why I'll never have hair on the back of my neck ever again. Because obviously I'm traumatized. Let my hair grow. I don't let my hair get long anymore so that I have to really, like, worry about putting heat to the bag.
I'm traumatized from early
hot comb life. Early, bitch. Get it? Marcel curling irons. Baby, I have been burned. I never want to go back.
When I was in the eighth grade, I had really long hair, and I used to get it pressed.
Yes. And, woo!
I do not envy. I do not envy little girls.
Wow, this is how Victor be talking too. Victor used to have a relaxer, and he be like, "Tell them how long my hair used to be."
Right. It used to be back here,
I guess.
And then you wait, but like, then you getting popped because you're hurt or something, or like, bitch, you hurt me. Y'all should be popping.
Like,
you're
burning me, bitch, right, with a thing that was on fire. Like,
right.
And then you when put too much grease. My hair's not fully dry. Now the steam is burning my fucking scalp.
And you be, just stop moving.
Bruh.
You'll never touch my hair again.
Well, should we talk about some of this other IP?
Absolutely. So I wrote down a bunch, but I said Star Trek just in general. So like, you got the OG and current Uhura. Commander Sisko and his son Jake. Michael Burnham. That wasn't my Star Trek, but I know the fandom loves that man.
Yes.
What's his name? Tuvok the Vulcan. There's a bunch of Whoopi Goldberg's. Gynon. Thank you, Aaron. House of Dragon, the whole Valerian family.
Yeah, period.
At first, they were mulatresses and mulattos, and then
they brought in the niggas.
The nigga niggas came, and now...
The nigga niggas came towards the end of last season.
Yes, they've been here, but they didn't become central characters until this season. And that scene where they was on that beach after that battle, and they were all just like, these white people crazy, ain't it? And I was like, ain't this beautiful?
They posted a picture, like a behind the scenes picture of them from that. And I was like, wow, this is...
It's
like beautiful. The episode where they were riding dragons, I literally like was getting emotional. I was so emotional because I was just like, damn, like niggas, they don't be having niggas riding on dragons.
For real. No, like it's like, I mean, I hate because, you know, the girls be like, listen, I mean, I wrote the question because some of the girls really be like, representation don't matter.
I mean, it's not the end all be all, but it does matter. You know, it definitely matters.
How could it not? And I think everybody is not like tapped in a way where like they're an academic and they just feel and know that all this shit. So I guess what I'm getting at, if you're a little kid and you never see yourself in these settings, you can't imagine it. So
I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true. Just because you never see it means you can't imagine it. But it's certainly a lot easier
to
imagine it when you can see it.
I think it helps. And I also think it just helps convey the message that you do belong wherever, anywhere.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, I think Black people, we don't need to see... since we consider white people human beings... We can also be like, oh, this human being did this thing, so I can also do this thing. White people are the ones
who have a hard time
seeing Black people doing that. I do really think the issue is white people, not Black imagination, because Black imagination is persistent.
I feel that. I also feel like even the shows we're talking about, let's say Game of Thrones season one.
Yeah.
When they did not have niggas, I think we looking at it from a Black lens anyway, which is like the way we talk about it, which is how we're able to have fun with it. Whereas like, I feel like white people, they have to have white people in their shit to enjoy.
They do. I don't understand. Like, I couldn't put myself in the shoes of the character. Well, why do you need to? Why can't you just be like a third person watching?
And
like, I when think you the, read books, like, right. I don't insert myself as a character when I'm reading books. I'm watching a story unfold.
But if you are a human, I think like this season of House of Dragons, the show in general, it's about a family. If you've ever had a family that did not like each other, I think you could kind of get what's going on.
All of the whole like Song of Ice and Fire is about, right? Like, but like George R. R. Martin is fucking white. His shit is based on Tolkien, fucking white. Like, white people be doing white shit. Like, shout out to the people who did House of the Dragon, because they replaced a bunch of people and made them Black who are not black in the IP. You know, they changed a ton, and it made some of the stories more pronounced because they turned the characters black, and that is huge.
Right. Well, I mean, even though, like, Leinor and Rhaenyra, right? Mm-hmm. Like, their whole thing. It's funny because I think if he was white, then it would be harder to believe. Like, it would be easier to lie and say them kids were his kids.
Yeah.
But, like, he black. These kids ain't black.
So, but also, like, he was a fucking faggot.
Yes.
Like, it's not Rhaenyra's fault that nigga was gay. His parents knew he was fucking gay. She knew he was gay. He knew he was. Everybody knew.
Literally everybody knew. Wait, when the uncle was like, the white kids.
He got that head chopped off.
He said the salt. He said they ain't got salt in their blood. We got salt in our blood. And yeah, he got gripped up.
Yeah, he got that head came off. I had Men in Black, of course. Yep, some of my earliest time. I mean, Will Smith, New York City, them fucking little centipede aliens drinking coffee. They was definitely niggas. Yeah, I fucked with them. I also had They Clone Tyrone, which is pretty recent. So great. Another like take on sci-fi that kind of borders on like, I guess, like speculative fiction in some ways. The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Because of Chris Tucker. We had a long talk about Chris Tucker's character before this, but like everything.
Iconic,
the thing. And then I also added Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. Zoom,
Raven
zoom,
Simone.
Zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom, boom. My supernova girl. That was my shit. Raven Simone was so fucking cute. She wore so many cute fucking outfits. Yes. So many cute hair. Raven in Xenon Girl of the 21st Century had me thinking, bitch, when we go to space.
Right.
We go to space, bitch. My outfits, my leggings. Mind you, we were dressing like that for like the next 5 to 7 years, not in space. We was wearing leggings like that under shorts.
2000s.
The early aughts were truly a time, but
look, Wild West.
Woo, but that was like Xenon Girl of the 21st Century was my shit. Oh my God, I used to watch it all the time.
Not on this list, but fantasy. Witcher. They got some blacks on there doing some stuff. And then,
yeah, they had the black version.
Will of Time, underrated. It got canceled after the third season.
I didn't think it was very good.
They had a bunch of blacks on there.
I saw, but I didn't think it was very good.
What'd you get?
I got like a few episodes in. I was like, this sucks.
I think the first season's kind of whatever. I like the second and third season.
Yeah, it's like, if I can't get through the first season, how in fact will I make it to the second or the third?
Well, like,
I don't watch stuff I don't like. Some people be like, Sean is also like this, where they're like, well, I want to see what happens. I don't care. When I'm like, I don't like it, I'd be like, I could care less about how this turns out. I'm out. Because people kept hyping it up, saying it was better than Game of Thrones. I was like, this is not better than Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's a hard sell. Unfortunately, I think all fantasy is going to be compared to Game of Thrones.
I think people should stop doing that. I think because people gave me like, oh, this is like Game of Thrones, but with niggas. I went to watch it. I said, this is nothing like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is a fucking masterpiece. Even with just crackers, which I'm totally happy to not be included, right? Like, leave me out altogether, bitch. Except for that fucking Misa scene. That's when I started getting mad. But leave me out of it. Wheel of Time. I think we watched 2 or 3 episodes. I said, I cannot suffer this any longer.
Witcher, I feel like, doesn't get that same descriptor. But to me, Witcher feels like Xena. Like, it's
I didn't watch Witcher.
Oh, Witcher's like Xena in, like, in a campy way. Like, in that, like, this, if you see it as not that serious and you watch it, it's a decent watch. But if you're like, oh, this is going to be, it's not. But it's funny. And then this nigga, every episode be like, I stay out of human affairs. And then 3 minutes later, he's all in up human affairs. Yeah. And it's like, that's funny. So like, I think if you watch the show from like that lens, it's funny. If not, it's not a good show. And it got worse. And they recast the main character, which is crazy.
I do remember when they recast the main character and people were like, what the fuck? I only know the song from Witcher because it was just, pass a coin to your Witcher. Only a plenty. I was like, oh, that's a banger. The R&B version.
No, it's I love her. Okay.
Okay, well, we kind of talked about, like, is it important that Black people are represented in sci-fi and fantasy? We kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
It is important. And also, like, there's a lot of ways. It doesn't have to be mainstream representation. Like you were mentioning before, comics always got niggas.
Ahead of the curve. Yeah, comics, books, comics, though. Always ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
I think even, what I didn't put on here, I know we're talking about Black people, but I think it's important to just mention, like, even disabled people, like, being present in things, right? The creators of Avatar, they have a show called The Dragon Prince on Netflix.
I was going to bring that up. Oh, so good, with a deaf character. I started watching that. It was really good.
So they got, I guess it's ASL. I don't know if it's ASL, but they sign. They be signing in the show. She has an interpreter. Mm-hmm. She's fully involved in combat. I think they might have characters with prosthetics in that show. Mm-hmm. But anyway, disabled people showing up in the future is also important in fantasy. X-Men, obviously, the whole allegory is minorities. X-Ass is in the damn wheelchair. He be out there in the field, in the wheelchair.
And he's evil, too.
Shooting people, and evil. That's representation.
Don't
let
being disabled stop you from being evil.
And gay.
You can be evil, gay, and disabled. Hey.
Like Xavier.
That's me. Oh, my God. That's me.
That's most of the gays.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's talk about future tech. Obviously, we talked a little bit about, like, some of the ways that braiding would happen. I'm personally looking forward to teleportation. Like, I don't want to have to commute to nothing.
It's over for you hoes, a teleportation. Look, it's
for
over.
Evil.
Because I'm going to be at your house. Like, nah, I'm coming over.
Like,
you
know what, guys? I quit teleporting for good. I teleport for evil now.
When you're mad at your friends, you turn your teleporter off. Like, no, bitch, you will not. You will not be here.
Have your voice hologram up. Yep. Sit to hologram.
Right. I'm going to block your DNA. Like, at the
forward to hologram,
DNA,
bitch.
Right, that's just DNA trying to come in here, block, like, send it somewhere else.
Send it somewhere else. Okay, what else are you thinking?
Wave replicator. So, for the niggas that don't want to do the work?
No. I don't agree with this. You niggas don't want to brush your hair? We've gone too far.
Wear do-rag. 90, it is also a texture thing. Some of these girls can't. They have to try really hard.
That means you can't. If you can't, then don't.
That's what you get the replicator for.
No.
You wake up and think about waves.
You get a texturizer?
How dare you?
No, this is a texturizer. I think you should still have to get a texturizer if you don't have the texture.
What if the machine does it and then... Okay. Replicates.
Yeah, but there should be some kind of, like, disclaimer so that, like, bitches know that that's not his real ways and that he got to go get a touch-up every 6 weeks.
It's gonna be like them niggas with extra black hair, like Steve Harvey in the 90s. You're gonna know. Are them niggas with them piano teeth?
Bye.
Like, you didn't do no work to get them chiclets, King.
Okay, I had non-toxic longwear automatically apply nails. I don't know. Acrylic is, like, not good for us. It's pretty toxic. And so is, like, whatever is in gel, which I think is resin. I'm sure in the future we can find somewhere where I just show up, pick my design, stick my hands in, boop, and then I'm out.
I think we halfway there. I mean it. Because, like, 3D printers. Like, I just...
Oh,
like,
you did say that.
Like, you just need to get the right material. I think they got to maybe scan your hands with lasers or some dumb shit. Maybe you have to send it ahead of time or something, like, until it gets faster. Mm. But I do think they could give you some customized fingers. Like, holy, I think we could do that in the next 10 years.
Wow. Well, that's really exciting. Any other future technology you're looking forward to?
I think that was it. I know there's more. There's always more.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to, like, I'm like, some of the, like, sex stuff that will be possible. Like, did you watch Upload?
I didn't finish it, but it was good. But I started.
You remember, like, the concept where, like, in the human world, you could, like, put on a suit and then you could, like, fuck your dead partner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go into the thing. Yeah,
exactly. That sounds exciting to me. Also, fucking alien sounds exciting to me. My dating pool opens way up in space.
Never beating a monster fuck allegation.
Never. Oh, no. I don't want to beat them.
I'm not trying.
They can beat me.
No, I think the suit, I think we right there too. Like, you know them VR, like the VR
suits? Oh, yeah. You know they what? Vibrate. They Yeah, but when how will they hit? Simulate penetration?
I don't know, but...
This is what I'm saying. I'm talking about the full developed technology, not this partial shit.
I mean, we're close. I think we're close, humans.
Yeah. I'm going to start thinking about that. The suit, it needs to have a built-in lube dispenser.
Oh, you already know. I think that's how you get in it.
The math numb symbols start floating around my head.
Not this whole science.
Listen, well... I think we did it.
We did it.
Yeah. Well, this was great. I love talking about space. A big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
I've been Vance Go, and you can find me at Sir the Thought at Instagram and Threads.
And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi K-A-Y-Y-Y. And follow us on Instagram at Right Quick Pod. See y'all next time.
See y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santee. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at They Agenda Productions.